Hush, hush. Whisper who dares. Biddeford Council are saying their prayers. Lord all-knowing, wise and tender, give us this day our day's agenda. Our minutes bless and grant that we get not tied up in AOB. Thank you, Father, who art in heaven. Love Biddeford, which art in Devon. Now that is a documentary reconstruction of what they used to say in Biddeford before the start of every council meeting. But they're not saying it anymore, because Councillor Clive Bone didn't like it. All right, Clive Bone, they said, then you don't have to say it. But Clive Bone didn't want anyone to say it. So they all voted on it, and most people wanted the prayer, so the prayer stayed. The whole thing took 10 minutes to settle, and everyone lived happily ever after. Oh, no, hang on. I'm getting it confused with what would have happened in any sane world. No, what actually happened is that the National Secular Society took Mr. Bone's case to the High Court, arguing that the prayers infringed his human rights. Really? 3 minutes of optional prayers are an infringement of human rights now? In that case, my school was like a Soviet gulag. We had prayers, hymns, carol concerts. Some of them were really boring. And I didn't believe in God either. And so instead of I believe in God the Father, this is true, I used to sing, I believe in Gordon Farmer. Anyway, the Gordon Farmer solution apparently didn't occur to Clive Bone, so off he went to court. And the judge swiftly threw out the human rights argument, hopefully with a muttered, get a grip. However, it turned out that on the purely legal question of whether the council had the power to vote themselves a prayer session, well, no, they can't. And obviously, we can't just let Biddeford Council vote themselves anything they feel like, or the mayor of Biddeford would even now be launching a nuclear strike on Barnstaple. So for that reason and no other, the prayers had to stop after all, which was a shame, but luckily, everyone kept it in proportion. The Christian councillors said their prayers before the meeting officially began, and everyone lived happily ever... I've done it again. No, what actually happened was that everyone behaved as if the High Court had illegalised nuns. Eric Pickles called it...
chilling.
And said...
The right to worship is a fundamental and hard-fought British liberty.
Well, that's true. It absolutely is. And now the evil heathen High Court has left the Christians of Biddeford literally nowhere to exercise that right, unless you count St Mary's Church in Biddeford. But that's an Anglican church. What if they're Catholic? Well, I suppose there's the Church of the Sacred Heart, but that's Roman Catholic. What if they're a different type of Catholic? I suppose they could go to the Liberal Catholic Church on Torridge Hill, but if you put those three aside, that only leaves you with the Methodist Church, the Baptist Church, the United Reformed Church, the Evangelical Church, the Bethel Free Church, the Society of Friends Meeting House, and that is it. I think what I'm saying is it's a pity they had to scrap for prayers, but I also think Christianity can weather this storm. There are 17 Christian services a week in Biddeford. The North Devon Humanist Group meets every fourth Wednesday in the Fremington Parish Hall Annex. Not the whole Parish Hall, just the Annex. And that's why I agree with Baroness Varsi when she says, as she did in her speech to the Vatican this week, that Britain is a Christian country. I think it is. As she says, Christianity is an intrinsic part of the country's history and culture, and besides, 71% of the population tick Christian in the census. That's good enough for me. Even if it's not good enough for Richard Dawkins, who popped up this week to announce that people who called themselves Christians didn't know as much about Christianity as he reckoned they ought to, and therefore weren't Christians at all. Ha! Richard Dawkins is a very clever man who's also a bit of an idiot, and the idea that Christians aren't Christians unless they pass a test set by Richard Dawkins seems to me flawed at best. So, I agreed with Baroness Varsi about that, and I also agreed about what she said about interfaith cooperation. I was basically all ready to write off to join the Baroness Varsi fan club when she rather spoiled things by saying that in Britain...
we have got to the stage where aggressive secularism is being imposed by stealth.
Have we? If we have, I think it's being very stealthy indeed. I mean, too stealthy for its own good. MPs swear allegiance to God, the head of state is defender of the faith, and has she counted the number of churches in Biddeford? She went on to say that what she called militant secularism...
demonstrates similar traits to totalitarian regimes, denying people the right to a religious identity.
Poor Baroness Varsi. How she struggles under the totalitarian, secularist yoke as a religious woman who's been made a baroness and a government minister. How she must yearn for a chance to express her religious identity other than being flown out at the taxpayers' expense to make a speech about it to the Pope. Someone should organise a benefit gig for the poor woman. Baroness Varsi, you're not in the least bit threatened by totalitarian militant secularism, as perhaps one of the bishops, whose religion allows him to vote alongside you in the House of Lords, will explain to you one day, perhaps just after the morning prayers with which both chambers of Parliament begin every day, whether Clive Bone likes it or not. And your situation certainly isn't within a million miles of that of a victim of a totalitarian regime. For instance, Shakir Amar, a British citizen, this week reached 10 years of imprisonment in Guantanamo Bay without charge or trial. Let's see if we can get that sorted out, shall we, before we worry too much about the creeping made-up menace of militant secularism, or indeed about Councillor Clive Bone's human right not to have to listen to Biddeford Council saying their prayers. Here endeth the lesson. Thanks be to Gordon Farmer. Now, David Cameron.